Disinformation Chief Jankowicz defended Hunter's corrupt Burisma deals. By Wendell Hussebo on May 11, 2022. President Biden's DHS disinformation chief Nina Jankowicz defended Hunter Biden's corrupt dealings with Burisma Holdings during a July 2020 book interview, calling the Biden scion, known for crack addiction and selling influence, a foreign expert. Hunter sat on the board of the Ukrainian Burisma Holdings company from 2014 to 2019, while Joe Biden was vice president and campaigned for president during the 2020 election cycle. Hunter was compensated $83,000 per month as a board director, which raises questions if Hunter was selling influence to his father in the Obama administration. Joe Biden and his staff have denied at least seven times that Biden has been involved in his son's dealings. But evidence shows Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's business affairs at least 11 times. Yet Jankowicz claimed Hunter's business scheme was legitimate and no cause for alarm. She spoke to BuzzFeed News reporter Jane Leibenank. Comments begin at the 42:23 mark in the video below. The accusation is that Hunter Biden, in serving on the board of a Ukrainian company, which you know he is allowed to do, he was not the only foreign expert serving on the board of a Ukrainian company, was involved in some corrupt behavior of that company. This company has been investigated for a long time. Burisma is the name of the company. There's never been any indication that Hunter Biden was involved in anything untoward. There are questions about whether he should have taken that board appointment given his father's role as, you know, the Obama administration's main emissary to Ukraine. But that's not necessarily something that Joe Biden has control over. It certainly has nothing to do with Joe Biden's policies toward Ukraine. And this has, you know, spun into a whole other host of nonsense, basically that Joe Biden withheld aid to Ukraine in order to get a resolution to this investigation into Burisma and get his son out of the limelight. It's a load of nonsense. The investigation that is in question was closed at the time that Biden was kind of doing a carrot and stick routine, which many diplomats do related to Ukraine in order to get some financial reforms through an anti-corruption reforms. And there's a whole host of other allegations that just don't even bear repeating. Jankowicz's remarks, from before she was Joe Biden's Minister of Truth or Disinformation Governance board head, came after Joe Biden was pictured golfing with his son Hunter and Devin Archer, Hunter's fellow board member for Ukrainian gas company Burisma, in 2014. Archer is now in prison for fraud, Reuters reported. The photograph was first released by Fox News' Tucker Carlson Tonight in September 2019 here. In the article, Fox News explains that the photograph shows Joe and Hunter Biden in the Hamptons with Devin Archer, a business associate of Hunter Biden who served on the board of Burisma with him after they both joined in April 2014. The photograph was taken in August 2014, a source close to Archer told Fox News. The photograph includes a fourth man who has not been identified. However, he is not Burisma's top executive Taras Berdany or founder Mykola Zlochevsky. Photographs of both men can be seen here and here. Archer, who Politico reported was convicted of fraud, here, joined the board of Burisma with Hunter Biden in April 2014, here. Archer left the board of Burisma after initially being charged in this scheme, here, and Hunter announced his departure in 2019, here. In 2019, Hunter revealed in texts the Biden family's payout vehicle. The detailed mechanism indicates a collection of 50% of familial salaries for 30 years. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years, Hunter described in texts to his daughter. It's really hard. But don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe, I won't make you give me half your salary. The reported texts do not reveal when the 30 years began or ended, or whether Joe Biden is still a part of the payment scheme as president. The Biden's family payment mechanism of collecting 50% of family salaries for 30 years could be legal predicates for racketeering charges, according to former Utah U.S. Attorney Brett Tolman. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter and Getter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.